Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
After Melissa McCarthy's husband shocks her by declaring his intention to divorce, she comes up with a new plan that is somewhat surprising to her college senior daughter in Life of the Party.
Somebody's mom just enrolled in college. I'm referring to myself.
She not only enrolls to pursue her archaeology major, but also takes up residence in the same sorority in which her daughter, Molly Gordon, lives.
Mom, you're a college girl now, and we gotta make some changes.
I'll see you around the quad.
Nobody says that, Mom.
Well, bring it back.
I love your mom.
And yes, Melissa McCarthy is almost indestructibly lovable, and her warm connection with her on-screen daughter is one of the positive aspects of this deeply troubled film. Make no mistake, Life of the Party is a terrible movie, but it's terrible in an unexpectedly interesting way. It's not so much the raucous laugh-getter that you'd expect. In fact, I don't think there's a single real laugh anywhere in the movie, but it is surprisingly effective in emphasizing the horror and cruelty of a marital breakup. There's lots of unnecessary discussion of genitalia with the earthy Melissa McCarthy character boastfully proud of her ability to attract and satisfy a handsome student less than half her age. This material makes the PG-13 rating utterly inappropriate, should have been R. And for people who recognize the premise of the old Rodney Dangerfield movie Back to School, this chuckle-free dud ought to go back to the drawing board. 1.5 stars for the surprisingly lifeless Life of the Party.